Welcome to the movie podcast. Welcome back. This is the season finale. Yes, I know. Everybody, no, okay. I mean, I have 10 listeners per episode, which isn't too bad. It's 10 more listeners than I would have if I didn't do this, which would be zero. So, hey, thanks for listening this season, and that's it. All right, bye. No. So, yeah, I don't know. It's been pretty cool. It's been a pretty interesting year, in the best way possible. A lot of good things have happened to me, and I could not be happier. 2019 has just been my year, and at the beginning of the year, it's like 2019. I was like, I feel good about this year. I don't know why, I just do. And a lot of good things have happened to me this year, so that's great. But anyhow, this is my senior year, and I am closing off senior year pretty soon. Next week is my last. I think last week, not the recent week, but the week before that, was my last regular week. Because after this, it's finals. It's next week is finals. This coming week is finals. And after that is, this coming week, sorry. Right. This coming week is more testing for the juniors, and so I get to school at like 10, whatever, both days, Tuesday and Wednesday, and I'll have to go to school Monday because it's Memorial Day. Hello, shout out to my soldiers. I'll talk about that later. And then Thursday is regular day, Friday is regular day too, but it's a little. Wow, you know, it's weird. And then after that is finals for seniors, which I'm a senior for, and then grad week. So after that, so pretty sure no more normal weeks. But yeah, and there's something to be said about, you know, ending stuff, with anything, small or big. And senior year's been good. You know, it's been really. It's been interesting in the best way possible. So anyhow, with year-ending stuff, whatever, season finales come. I saw Aladdin last night also, so I'll talk about that, don't worry. But, so I saw Aladdin last night, but no, anyways, so season finales. Sorry, I'm still losing track. I saw season finales, and I'm going to talk about some of my favorite ones this year. Okay, so let's start off with number one. And my number one choice, well, actually, let's go some, because I think, how many shows do I watch? I watch The Flash, Black Lightning, Riverdale. You have to have the Cloak and Dagger. That's what to watch. Okay. So, I'm gonna start off with, five shows. I'm going to do four. So my number four pick, for the best season finale this year would have to be, I'm trying to think here. They were all really good. And, number four, Black Lightning. That came earlier. That was like, I think in April. It's the beginning of April, I think it was end of March, beginning of April, and hopefully they tied up the Tobias storyline. I love the show, it's great, great superhero show, but Tobias Wales, he's been the main antagonist for the past two seasons, and I think they need to move on to a more interesting antagonist, and I think they are with the Marcusians, is what they call them. something like that. And there's some like army or something that is going to invade because they want the Pod Kids. And if you don't know, the Pod Kids in Black Lightning are these kids that were struck with this experimental drug or tested on and stuff, an experimental drug. And then they were put in these pods for safekeeping because they'd gone like kind of crazy and stuff. So they put them in these pods, and because they have all these powers. And they're from like the 90s, I believe. And, you know, they wake up in 2019 and they're like, whoa. But the whole thing was to, you know, Tobias wanted these Pod Kids to raise an army to defeat, or to take over the town. I forget the town name, but to take over the town. And Black Lightning and his family had to stop them. And there's a good storyline with one of his daughters. I forget his daughter. It was a while ago. Season finale is like March. So, like, end of March, I think. So, excuse me if I don't remember. But his youngest daughter, I'm just going to say that. Youngest daughter, you know, throughout the season, she was, she ran away from home because she felt trapped in her house because her powers and her mom and dad did not know what to do. And her, of course, her dad, you know, is Black Lightning, and her older sister has powers. And they found that, and you know, she gained those powers in the beginning of, I think it was the end. It was like, I think it was still the first season, I think, when she got her powers. It was like the middle of the first season. First season, the older daughter got her powers also. And then the younger daughter did not want powers. And then she found out that she did, and she was scared. And there was a whole story arc, you know, with the character arc with her. And at the end of the day, she found out, you know, I do want my powers, and I do want to help fight. And, and at the end of the day, yeah, she is, a new superhero now with her family. And man, and so now it's basically like a live action Incredibles, but they're like African American, Black, and it's basically like the Incredibles, except the mom doesn't have any powers yet. I am not sure if she's gonna get powers. Her character is more, you know, like grounded and more like doctor stuff and more like, I don't know. I don't know if it'd be good to give her powers, because I think her character just works with them, you know, without her having powers. You know, I think she contributes to the team with her, you know, knowledge, with her being a doctor and all that, and then, you know, being weapons, all that. But yeah, so that is, that's my number four, mainly because, I don't know. I mean, something about Black Lightning, I mean, it is, you know, it does reel you in, and I am, like, I do like the show, but it's not as, like, oh my gosh, like, I cannot wait until the next episode. I mean, it's like, okay, I can wait until next episode, but it would be really nice to know what happens next. That kind of thing. You know, it's not like I'm totally, like, oh my gosh, you know, what happens? And that's okay. It doesn't need to be any different, really. So, that's my number four. I mean, it wasn't a totally shocking season finale, but it was a satisfactory season finale, and hopefully Tobias Wales is in jail for a while and he doesn't come back for a little bit. So that's my number four. So number three, coming in at number three, now these are hard, the top three, but number three, McDonald's breakfast, hello, shout out to McGriddles. Dang, guys, this is hard. Number three. Well, actually. Dang, Supergirl, really? Yeah. Sorry, Supergirl. You're number three. And let me say something, though. Supergirl had a strong season this year. And let me tell you why. Good character arc with, forget his name. The Iron Patriot. No, it wasn't Iron Patriot. It was the Patriot or something. Let me look this up, people. I'm going to give you the facts. Supergirl, Patriot. The Patriot. Children of Liberty. What's his name? Oh, Ben Lockwood, of course. Okay. Not Block. Ben Lockwood, being the Patriot, I guess that's his name. And Children of Liberty, leading the Children of Liberty and stuff. Oh, Agent Liberty. That's his name. Of course. Agent Liberty's storyline, great. You know, and I remember the first, like, one of the, you know, first episodes of the season. It wasn't the first episode of the season, of course. But, like, it was, you know, in the beginning of the season. And they had a storyline, you know, and I felt for the guy. I really did. And it didn't just, oh my God, this guy's evil and stuff. He was good. He was actually, you know, supporting the aliens. He was like, you know, and his older dad, and his dad was the one, you know, his dad's like way old. He was telling his dad, like, you know, why are you saying all this stuff against aliens? They're like, they didn't do anything to us. And then, but the thing is, his like dad, it took his dad's job, whatever. And then Ben Lockwood was working in a construction place, whatever. But then the aliens took his job, and they killed his dad. They took his job as well. And then he was working at a university, but then they took his job or something like that. And then he like went poor, something like, I don't know. Because my recollection isn't too good. But basically, I mean, slowly his life deteriorated, and it all came back to aliens did this to me. And he's not wrong. I mean, they did. And I don't blame him. I mean, well, okay, if I'm in that scenario, I'd be for aliens, of course. But, you could see that, okay, this has happened to this guy, and they've taken a lot from him, seemingly, and he has his hatred towards them, and you can kind of see, like, okay, why he would do this, and I like that. I like how the show takes time to set up the antagonist, and, yeah. So, Ben Lockwood, he was really good, and I was about to put this season almost number one, almost, but I'll tell you why, number three. And that is because of Lex Luthor. And I do like, and I do like John Cryer as, I do like John Cryer as Lex Luthor. Don't get me wrong. But then they, you know, said, oh, Lex Luthor is the one that was staging all this in the beginning, and is what, you know, he basically was, you know, puppeting you, you know, using you as a puppet to get his way, you know, and it throughout the season, he was puppeting Ben Lockwood, and it found out, and that was pretty crazy, actually, and I was like, whoa, you know, and that's not the reason why it's number three, because I thought that was pretty shocking, and pretty, like, incredible that, like, Lex Luthor has been doing this the whole season. And I don't think that had anything to do with the aliens, though. And the, you know, the story arc of why he hates aliens. But after that, though, like, he was starting to toy with him and stuff. And, you know, and Ben Lockwood was like, Lex Luthor, you really, like, you know, this is all you? What? I'm recording my podcast right now.
Your help.
In a little bit.
No, I need to do it now.
1 second. Please. I'm sorry. That was my sister. She's back home now. Yes, I had to record my podcast. I know. So that's what you get when you live at home. But I'll be in college pretty soon, so I won't have the problem. Yeah, it's exciting. Mm. No, yeah, so Supergirl season finale. pretty... Guys, I may have to come back. I don't know. I'll have to see if she comes back. Hopefully not. Anyways, no. So, the problem was is that then they, towards the end of the season, they started to focus more on, like, oh, Lex Luthor is actually the antagonist of the season. And then there's the Supergirl, the, you know, Supergirl that was the Supergirl clone, Cosnia, you know, and all that stuff. And I thought that was pretty cool. You know, and they have a good reason how she was created and stuff. But they began to make more Lex Luthor like the antagonist of the season. You know, I don't think I necessarily like that too much. I mean, for every season of Supergirl, they made some sort of alien being or some, you know, super villain, you know, the antagonist season. But I like Ben Lockwood. I wish they had stuck with him as the antagonist of the season, and he had done something so bad, and then Supergirl needed to go up against him. But no, she ended up having to go against Lex Luthor, and Ben Lockwood was tied in with Lex Luthor and stuff, of course, as I said before, but they kind of began to focus more on Lex Luthor. And I feel like if they just stuck with Ben Lockwood as the antagonist in the whole alien thing, you know, because they hit on some political stuff, of course. They were, you know, didn't shy away from that, of course. He was like, you know, we need to welcome all aliens. And then there were people like, oh, get these aliens away from here. Basically, you know, the Mexicans coming into the United States and people saying, oh, get out of here and stuff, and illegal immigration, all that stuff. So Supergirl was not shying away from that, which I didn't mind. I mean, it's kind of annoying sometimes when a show, you know, hints at political stuff. But this was fine because it made for a really good season and one of the best seasons of Supergirl, I'd say, you know. But my one thing that made it, you know, number three for me is... the fact that Lex Luthor was, you know, made the final, like, battle and all that. You know, I feel like they could focus more on Ben Lockwood. Anyhow, but there's more. I think we're going to see more of Ben Lockwood later on. So I feel like he's going to have more time to shine. Next season, maybe. All right, so number two, of course... is it's actually kind of shocking, The Flash. And I may record a second one because this is season finale material. You're gonna get everything, and so it may be over 30 minutes. Sorry guys if, like, you don't listen to that, but I don't know. I'm just gonna go through. I mean, I'm giving my opinion, you know, so hopefully you guys listen to this, hopefully you guys are enjoying this. And, yeah, I mean, I think next season I'll be doing some more, definitely constricted time, and doing some other stuff. And I think that'll be cool. Some more friends I think I'll have on the podcast in college. So it'll be cool. Anyhow, so number two, Flash. And I'll tell you why. Well, Flash, great show, as always. It always has been, ever since the first season. And the whole thing with Barry Allen... and Iris West's daughter storyline, pretty cool, honestly. And I really like Sherlock, is what his name was. He was like the, you know, basically Sherlock Holmes, Harrison Wells. And I really liked him on the season. But, you know, I don't know why. I mean, I made it number two because it wasn't, Riverdale was more like, that one was more, that was more gripping. But this one was really good, and how, you know, really had a daughter and a mother and a father relationship, and how Barry and Iris had to deal with crap. You know, we just got married, and now our daughter, you know, in the flashiest way possible that show could do, you know, is with time travel and their daughter, and their older, and their daughter that's like, her future daughter comes back, and there she's going to hang out with them for the entire season. You know, I don't think they could have done it really any other way, because that's just the Flash for you. You know, they're not going to do it normally, and so with every marriage, you know, most of the time, you know, you have kids and stuff. And yeah, the Flash kind of dealt with that, but like bringing their future daughter back, I don't know, it was. know. But, and her whole character storyline stuff, and then what was finally revealed as her plan, pretty great. And how it turned Harrison Wells, or it turned Eobard Thawne, you know, like, her whole plan was actually just for him, and how it revealed, you know, the dagger that was stuck to him, you know, this whole time was, you know, just for him, and he made her think that, like, oh, she's doing this for herself and all this different stuff. And it was also focusing on Cicada. And again, I think that the Flash kind of steered away from, yeah, I think they could have done more with the, well, they did. I mean, they in this season focused a lot on father-daughter relationships, and with Cicada and her father, and that whole storyline, and then how she, the older, speaking of which, the daughter, yeah, Cicada's daughter came from the future and came back, and then, like, killed her father, all this stuff. It, or didn't kill her father, but he, I forget what happened, but no, anyhow, her father died, and then this whole thing, and the whole Cicada storyline with the father, I think that was really great. And then when his daughter, the future daughter, came in, I thought that was pretty cool too. Actually, she was pretty badass. But then they started to, you know, veer onto, okay, what happened with Eobard Thawne, all this stuff. And then, oh, you know, his whole plan was this and that. And they still did make Cicada, the, you know, daughter Cicada, you know, pretty integral to the end of the season. But they also, you know, made Eobard Thawne the end antagonist for the scene too. And I was like, really? I mean, couldn't you just been like, okay. And then they kind of revealed, like, oh, he's still mean. I feel like maybe, like, he's gonna die. Like, they could have killed him off, and then that's that. And he would have died a good man, and he would actually have a change of heart. You know, but at the end of the day, Barry was right, and he knew that he was evil from the core. So, and so I think what Supergirl, and the Flash both did, that's why they, number three and number two, because they kind of, like, veered away from, like, what was a really solid antagonist, and they kind of, you know, added another one, which I don't know if they really needed to, like a supervillain antagonist. So, that's just my two thoughts. But yeah, no, I mean, of course the Flash is always good. That's actually pretty amazing that it's still been good after all these seasons. Sometimes shows that kind of veer off. Aren't too good. But yeah, so the Flash has maintained all that stuff. So I don't freaking fucking care. Oh, sorry. Oops, I didn't mean to say that. I had this really weird dream. I was really angry at people right now. So anyhow, sorry, someone just texted me. It's like, I don't really want to answer right now. So yeah, that's Flash, still good. But number one, as you can guess, Riverdale. Cloak and Dagger, season finale comes out next week, so I'm not gonna really conclude that in this one. But yeah, Riverdale, number one for sure, and pretty insane their storylines, and you know, with the whole Gargoyle King, and I can never have predicted anything that would have happened. My sister watching Riverdale, but Chick being the Gargoyle King, holy nuts! That's just insane. That's just insane. And the whole storyline, oh man, just, and then the Black Hood, oh, just everything. And then the fact that they're harvesting organs and, like, all this stuff. Oh my god, just the whole, like, just, like, shocker that, like, you know, Chick was the Gargoyle King, and then that the blossoms were behind all this. I'm sorry, talking quietly. I don't want my sister to be spoiled because she watches it. She hasn't seen the season finale yet. Man, just everything about it was just so shocking, you know? And it was just like, what? You know, I did not see any of that coming at all. And then the end, you know, season finale where they were trying to kill all the characters. And then, oh my god. And then that teaser at the end where they're just standing around a fire. And then what? I don't know what that means. So, I don't know. I can't say too much. But it's, man, it was a satisfying conclusion to the season. And there's still more to come. And what's his name? Mark Consuelos is his... What's the actor? He is... Hiram Lodge. Duh. Hiram Lodge. He's not done, which I'm kind of getting annoyed at him, but that's okay. That's Riverdale. But man, it was such a good season in so many different twists and turns and oh my gosh, this and that. And then the finale was so satisfying and so shocking, you know, and so like, it wasn't just, oh my gosh, you know, like the big mystery was unveiled and that's that. This one was like, the mystery was unveiled and I was like, what the heck? And, you know, and then the fact that Jason's body, like they dug up his grave and then like kept him. The farm is a weird place. Oh, and then the fact, oh my god, and then Betty's mom is like, because I don't want Lauren to be spoiled. I don't want my sister to be spoiled, but that Betty's mom is working for the FBI this whole time. Insane. Insane. And then her brother, oh my god, I don't even want to get started. So, there's a lot of different stuff that happened on this season. And the season finale was very satisfying and left me hooked for the next season. So, I'm excited. That's why it's my number one, honestly. So, but yeah, guys. But yeah. That's that. That's my season finale. And yeah, I will be talking about the Aladdin review, in the next segment. So I'll just like kind of like do like a transition. But this is like the first part of the season finale. And then the part two will come just in a second. But yeah. Ian, tell me what your favorite season finales were for your shows. Hit me up on Twitter and stuff. And yeah, I'd love to hear from you guys. But now let's talk about Aladdin. Welcome back, like later in the day after a, I don't even know what happened today. Freaking, oh my god, hormones. Guys, being a teenager is hard. Being 19 years old is kind of hard now. But I'm back. I was supposed to do it. Yeah, so I'm back, guys. It's 5 p.m. don't even ask. I mean, I started this at what time? Like 11? I don't even know. All right, whatever. I'm back. And I'm here to talk about Aladdin. But of course, to you guys, it'll just be like a music transition. And I'm here. Magic. No. So I'm here to talk about Aladdin. So I saw Aladdin last night with my friend Josh. And short story, or long story short, really great. Now, what do I want to say first? Well, okay, Mina Masao, Mina Masao, great actor. Naomi Scott is her name. Let me see. Naomi Scott as Princess Jasmine, great. Will Smith as Genie, drumroll please. Fantastic! No, there's not... I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm just a little perturbed, is the right word. And I've always been about other movies, too, and how people, you know, they look at one thing, like, oh, it's not going to be good because this, or it's not going to be good because of this. And they don't look at it as a movie, look at the movie as a whole. And they have to look at one thing and focus on that one thing. And it's kind of annoying, TBH. No, I mean, it is really annoying, honestly. And I think you have to look at the movie as a whole. I mean, how much time was spent into choreographing those dances? How many extras they had to pay? Holy nuts. Those dancing sequences, wow. Incredible. Just incredible. And the set design, wow. And for a Disney movie, I was blown away. For a Disney live action movie, I thought it was going to be just some, you know, same old, but no, it was a Guy Ritchie film, and man, it was great. I mean, Mina Massal, I think that's his name, yeah, great actor. I hope he's in more films, but basically it follows the same story as Aladdin and the way animated, so, you know, there's no really spoiler, because if you've seen the, you know, I think everybody, even if you haven't seen Aladdin, I think everybody knows the basic storyline of Aladdin, which is basically Aladdin is a street rat, is as what they call him, basically poor and stealing stuff off the streets, trying to get by day, and he falls in love with Princess Jasmine, but at first he doesn't know that she's a princess, and then he's like, okay, how do I do this, and she can only marry a prince, so he asks, so Jafar, but before this, Jafar, kidnaps him and tells him he has to go, because he's Aladdin's the diamond in the rough, and he goes into the kingdom, the Cave of Wonders, and goes in there, and supposed to get the magic lamp, and he gets that, but then he's stuck on all this different stuff, and he gets out with the genie, oh my god, I cannot stress enough how great. No, I liked Robin Williams in the original one. Don't get me wrong. He was great. And he was a great actor. And I guess that's what I say. He was a great actor. You know, I'm not saying I don't like his movie anymore. I mean, I guess that's how you say it. He was a great actor when he was alive. And I still love his movies to this day, especially RV, one of my favorites from him. You know, and so there's nothing I have against him. It's just, I mean, can people just enjoy the new live action one with Will Smith, who did a great job? He didn't necessarily do better, but he didn't do worse either. I mean, he delivered a different performance that has nothing to compare to Robin Williams. Robin Williams did a different performance than Will Smith, and that's fine. So, you know, on the topic of that, Will Smith did a great job as a genie. I was laughing when I was just laughing and just enjoying myself, and I think that's what Aladdin should be. But it was an easy story, easy plot to follow, you know, and I really felt for all the characters, especially, and Jafar. I mean, people were saying, oh, Jafar was kind of like, eh. I didn't mind him. I actually, you know, I thought he was a good villain. I mean, he didn't have too much backstory. I mean, you kind of got the sense, you know, like, oh, you know, he wants to be Sultan and he wants to do whatever he can. I mean, it you don't need too much from a Disney live action adaptation of an animated version. I mean, it's Disney. I mean, it's just the bad guy. I mean, what else do you want? I mean, it's not, you know, too much. You don't have to look too much into it. I mean, really, it's just to enjoy this live-action adaptation, and I did. That's exactly what I did. But yeah, so, you know, and he becomes prince with the genie's with his wish, and but then Princess Jasmine finds out he's not, and then a whole thing ensues, but end of the day, they end up together. You've seen the story. Jafar ends up back in the lamp, because all this stuff. Great, you know, and the CGI wasn't too much, you know. Usually, as I've found in Disney live action adaptations, there's so much CGI, it's like ridiculous. This one, not too much. I mean, of course, the genie and his balloon, so that's CGI, but Not even that bothered me. I mean, it didn't bother me. And thank God they fixed it. Holy, I was like, what the heck? Because at first, when I saw the Will Smith Blue Genie, I was a little like, okay, this is like laughably bad. And I was making meme. I mean, it was funny. It was funny bad. Like, on the trailer. Oh my gosh, this is just, I don't know. That one was just bad, so I'm glad they fixed it. I mean, they were still that weird face every once in a while that showed up, but for the most part, they fixed it. And I'm glad. And there was nothing really wrong with it. So, Guy Ritchie, I think you made a great film. But my two cents is, go see it, you know, and don't give too much criticism to this. I mean, it's a Disney live-action adaptation. I mean, there's not too much difference going on. I mean, it's the same plot, same story, and same stuff, you know, but it's a different style, and Will Smith brings his own type of deal with the genie. And Mina Massal, I watched an interview yesterday with Peter Travers, and great interview. Yeah, the guy's so down to earth, holy crap. But wow, no, he was great as Aladdin. So I hope to see him in more stuff. He was in, I watched that Jack Ryan, but I completely missed it. I watched Jack Ryan, but I guess I completely missed him. Anyways, but yeah, so that's that, guys. Thanks for listening this year. I'll be back in the fall for the next school year. And I'll be in college in L.A. So it'll be fun. I don't start college until September 30th, but I'm almost there. I have 3 more weeks. I can do this. Okay, I'm sorry. That got really weird. I'm just taking a deep breath because, like, oh, I'm almost there. It's just going crazy over here. So, okay, guys. Thanks for listening. And as always, keep on making movies. And I'll see you next fall. Bye.